what you're born in. Allah ukhbirukum bi amri nas, the Prophet said, should I tell you who are the inmates, who are the occupants of hellfire? The demo, kullu usullin, those who are hard-hearted, who are hard-hearted. They are hard, it's very hard. They don't have mercy on people. If you are suffering, they don't have mercy upon you. Number one. Then number two, jawal. Those who shout a lot in the marketplaces, they shout anyhow. Number three, mustakbir, the arrogant one. This hadith is in Bukhari or Muslim, muttafaqun alayh. Wa qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him. Is it a subject of Jannah or not? The paradise and the hellfire, they had a dispute. They disputed over and over. They had a conversation. And the qalat in Jannah and the paradise said, يدخلن الضعفاء والمساكين. Those who are going to enter me, those who are admitted in me, which is in the paradise, they are du'afa, those who are weak. Those who are weak, والمساكين, are those who are the needy. They are poor, they are mean. وَقَالَ تِنَعَرْ And the hellfire says, يدخلن الجبارون والمتكبرون. Do you know who are going to be admitted in me? The hellfire says, they are the Al-Jabbarun. Those who are the tyrants, Wal-Takabbirun, and the arrogant. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ لِلنَّارِ And Allah Ta'ala says to the hellfire, أَنْتَ عَذَابِ O you hellfire, you are my punishment. وَأَنْتِي وَبِكَ مِنْ أَشَاءَ I will punish with you. I will punish any person with you whom I wish. وَقَالَ لِلْجَنَّةِ And Allah told the paradise, أَنْتَ رَحْمَتِي You are my mercy. أَرْحَمْ بِكَ مَنْ أَشَاءَ I am merciful to anyone I like with you. وَلِكِلَيْكُمَا عَلَيَّ مِنْ أُهَانَ And it is for me to feed you with whomever I like. This hadith is very Muslim. Rise and mutakabbir, O you, the utmost arrogant, tub ila Allah, repent to Allah, qabla fawatil awan, before all types of chances, and every time you stop and you never be able to get there again. The time of repentance is now. When I pull you back and we are telling you that Al-Aqil, the one who is intelligent, the one who is clever, when he says that I mean. Is the one that has got the opportunity of somebody exhorting him, admonishing him without himself. It is a great opportunity for you to see somebody like this, what used to happen to a malam. A malam will have the chance of giving a fever. Give him a fever to the people, but they don't have the chance of listening to Allah. That's why we must bend down. Whether you are malam or not, if you see any fever, you have the chance. I should go and sit down to learn, because it is what? It is a fortune from Allah SWT. I will make a tabbir, O you, the arrogant one, إِذَا دَفَّاكَ مَالُكَ عَلَىٰ أَنْ تَتَدَبَّرَ عَلَىٰ خَلْكِ اللَّهِ If it is your wealth that is making you to be arrogant to people, فَأَتَدِرْ بِقَارُونَ Consider قارون. Think about القارون. يَا مَنْ تَتَبَّرْتُمْ عَلَىٰ النَّاسِ بِمْعَالِكُمْ O you, who have become arrogant to people because of the world, and tell you know the Qarun. Think about Qarun, and then you can, and then call him Musa, that is one among the community of Musa alayhi salam. So Musa alayhi, and he became arrogant. He became boastful against them. And he takabbal alayhi before the man. He was arrogant to them because of his wealth, from a son who called him. And his people gave him advice. وَقَالُوا لَهُ And they told him. They told him in Surah Al-Qasas, يَا قَارُونَ أَوْ يُقَارُونَ This is what is lacking this day. Somebody is arrogant to the community. None in the community will stand up to give him one advice. Everybody is fearing him. Everybody has become beggar. People, because you are a beggar, but you tell him to sit down, you say, okay, you are going to be human, I won't give you anything again. But Qarun, despite his arrogance, despite his wealth, his amount, his people trade him. The way of Qarun, he tried to cut us. Well, look at him. 80 downwards. There's a lot of God. Do not be exalted. Do not remain yourself high too much. In the law, let you give the him. Allah does not love those who are exalted. وَقَدِ قِيمَ وَقَدِ وَقَدِ قِيمَ آتَاكَ يَا دَارُ الْآخِرَةِ. All this work Allah has given you. Seek the hereafter with you. Let public, let them benefit from your wealth. Let them benefit from you. Stop with your heartiness. وَلَا تَنْسَ نَصِيبَكَ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. And at the same time, we are not asking you not to look for this world. Get it enough, but use it in a way of assisting humanity. We ask him and be good to others. Come out from Allah alayhi. Just like how Allah has been good to you and has bestowed upon you this world. When I think now, just like this, nothing has given to him, just like this advice given to him. من أن يستجب لنصيحة قومه ورد الحق. He did not listen to this advice given to him by his community and he rejected the truth. فكانت النتيجة and the نتيجة the resultant consequence is فألا في سورة القمر verse 81 فخطفنا به وبداره الأرض. Allah caused him to be depressed into the earth up to the time that they're talking Qarun is going down. Not only he was dying, him and his house, Allah perished him in that manner. There was Allah caused a mini earthquake and only his house and his wealth, including himself, he was annulled completely into the earth. Therefore, if you think you have wealth, you have the money, and you are arrogant, consider this person. I will be taken down on the land because of it. All you who are arrogant to be because you have power, you have enough power, or be asherotic, or because you have good descendants, you have families, you have progeny, your people are rich, your people are the kingmakers. Everything happens, and because you have health, you can do the Ad. Think about the Ad. Ad, they are the people of Ad. Ad, these are people, they are community that Allah has sent His prophet Hud to them. Alayhi salam. Qawm Ashudda, these are people that are followers, they are been given power. مَا خَلَقَ اللَّهُ مِثْلَهُمْ فِي الْبِلَادِ. Allah has not created their like. Allah has never and ever created their like in terms of the way they are talking built. They have the power. They are high. They are as tall as, they are taller than any building here. Very tall, huge. All you, they look at themselves and they say, مَنْ أَشَدَّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is he that is more powerful than we do? Allah has called my being in Abu. Allah informed us in the Quran so that we think that. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى. Allah says in Surah Al-Fusil, Ayat 15. Allah says, فَأَنَّ عَادُونَ فَتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. They said, Allah says, about the earth. Because there is an earth, they were arrogant on the land, on the earth, the way they had. We found the truth. وَقَالُوا and they said, مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. Who is the most powerful? Who is more powerful than we do? وَقَالَ تَعَالَى. Allah said in another verse, in front of Fajr, at 6 to 8, Arabic, Alantaraka, Ibata, Allah, Bukha, the Ad, Iramazat, Imad, Alati, Lam Yuklak, Misluha, Iljilad, Arabic, Alantaraka, Ibata, Allah, Bukha, the Ad, don't you see what, how it stands with the Ad, with the people of Ad, Iramazat, Imad, Iram, they are people. Ramadan, there are particular communities among the Ad. Zat al-Inad, that are the owner of tall buildings, tall pillars. We watch the this video tape known as Ad al-Quran. If you watch it, you still see some of their cases. And you see that all human beings have ever existed in this one. Where they live, there are still cases, some in Constantinople, some across the, in their own place, you still see them. Arabs are left with them who come to the light. They are such people that their life, their example has never been created. Ma'ala fa'ala bihim. What Allah did to them? لِأَنَّهُمْ تَكَبَّرُوا عَلَى الْحَقِّ وَعَلَى الْخَلْقِ. Because they are boastful, they are arrogant to be truth, and they are arrogant to the creatures of Allah. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى and Allah did not say it. فأرسل عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات لنذيقهم عذاب الخزي في الحياة الدنيا ولعذاب الآخرة أخزى وهم لا ينصرون. سورة الفطرة آية 16 على فكرة فأرسلنا عليهم ريحا صرصرا في أيام نحسات على فكرة I sent upon them real and sorcerer, a wind. The wind is blowing and it is sounding. It has a screaming sound as if there was a thunderbolt. In days, in the number of days that we choose to punish them, the Muslims come and are by Christmas and Hayat Ibnia, so that they will take the punishment of disgrace in this world. وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْبَرًا And the appointment, يوم القيامة, is more disgracing وَهُمْ لَا يَشَرُونَ And none will be able to appease them. None will save them from such punishment. All these are a result of arrogance. This is Quran, Surah Al-Fatiha, Ayah 15. وَيَوْمَ تَكَبَّرْتَ عَلَى النَّاسِ بِمَنْ سَبَقَ O you who is arrogant to people, because of your position, and because of your leadership, because you are the leader, or you are having a position, because of your ministry, وجاهد, and because of your fame, because people are calling you, you don't want people to look upon you, that's why you are arrogant. Was volcanic and in your kingdom, I tell you, be their own. Think about their own. What is their own to do? Be their own that has almost a whole part. One of these, let me get one sixth part of this world was his own. He got it as his own kingdom. And then he called and he said, "Ana rabbukum al-a'la." And your Lord, not only your Lord, the Most High. وَقَالَ And he said, مَا عَلِمْتُ لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرِي I don't know for you any other Lord except me. This whole Lord, you say, I don't know him. The only Lord I know that you have is me. When he was saying all this, Allah left him. Allah was just looking at him, waiting for his vision. وقال لقومه and he said to his people أليس لي ملك مصر وهذه الأنهار تجري من تحتي is the kingdom of Egypt is not for me وهذه الأنهار and all this fountain of water تجري من تحتي are flowing underneath me after saying all this despite his position despite his wealth despite his relationship, the kind of thing that he had, the result was, the consequence was, لهذا المتكبر for this arrogant Fir'aun أن أهلكه الله that Allah destroyed him Allah perished him فأهلكه Allah got him drowned who asked himself was doomed to him and his soldiers in the yam in the ocean فأعتبروا يا أولي الألباب think found out already يا أولي الألباب all you who are men of understanding ومن تكبر على الناس بثيابه and whoever is boastful to mankind whoever is boastful to mankind بثيابه with his dressing with his clothing with his clothing will pass me and with his dressing so everyone should consider himself and that is why this Nasiha is to me men of understanding all is like that those who are arrogant to people because of the type of dress they have put on or because of the clothing they are on but the cover of Allah is Jamal Khalikate and those who are proud because of the beauty Allah has given them he is not the one who has created the beauty it's Allah that has conferred on himself beauty فَلِيَعْتَذِرْ بِهَذِهِ الْمَغْرُورِ let them consider this person who is deceived الْمُعَجِّبْ بِنَفْسِهِ and his father himself Allah reported him through the tongue of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم before he said that Allah may the peace and blessing of Allah be upon him he said بَيْنَمَا رَجُلٍ يَمْشِي there is one man that was walking فِي هُلَّةٍ in an attire in a clothing so give him an answer that he became boastful on himself he looked at himself and was very boastful مَرَجَّلَ جَمَّةٍ all his hair were curled he combed all his hair and his dressing was okay and was walking majestically إِذْ خَصَفَ اللَّهُ بِهِ الْأَرْضِ Allah caught him to get into his ark like that Allah created for him Thank you. al adil hakim, and Allah is the Almighty and the All Wise. Surah Al-Jathiyah, Ayah 37. وَقَالَ فِي الْحَدِيثِ الْقُدْسِ And Allah stated in a certain language, as we read before, and in the Ibrahim, Something my mouth is my clothing. وَالْكِبْرِيَا أَوْرِدَاءِ And one of my clothing is Kibriya. Right. Exalted is mine. Allah is the source of all, is the source of all the security as mu'min. Allah is the one who confers faith in mankind. Al-Aziz, he is the Al-Muhimmin. Allah is the Olaomun, he is the Overseer. Al-Aziz, he is the Almighty Al-Jabbar. Allah is the one that will force you to do what you want and what you don't like. If Allah is the source, for you to die, you cannot resist. You die, it's going to be time for you to become poor. You cannot resist. It's going to be time for you to become weak, to become sick, to become healthy. You don't have any iota of power over any of these things. That's why Allah is Al-Jabbar. And with the contrary, Allah is the one that has what we call pride. In the sense of infant quality, but Kibriya, all such pride belongs to Allah. Lillah, when Mutakabbir, who Allah, the one who is supposed to despise is who? Allah. And not including the prophet, they are not supposed to despise. Sayyidun
Adam, O you, the son of Adam, Arab, brought back, know your Lord, was still she to Nazir from Kibriya, and feel ashamed of striking of one of his attributes, that is pride. Because it does not concern you. I am Abdul Faqir Rabbi. You, the servant of Allah that is poor and weak. Do not antonize Allah of your kibriyah. Do not remove an atom weight of Allah's quality of pride. Al-Amru Thani, this is the first thing we should use to cure ourselves of pride. Because Allah is one of Allah. Because the spirit of faith in Hadith reported by Imam al-Bukhari. Yet no animal mu'min ma inza Allah min uquba ma tamira bi jannati ahad. Wa law animal kafir ma inza Allah min uquba ma qanita min jannati ahad. الأمر بين الخوف والرجاء. على سيدنا صلى الله عليه وسلم all the believers, the mu'minun, those who believe in Allah, if they know the type of punishment there with Allah, if we should know, no believer ever think that he is going to suffer. Any one of us sitting down here, you see in your head that this is God. What do? You detect it, you claim it to you. And that's where you are from. So we are boastful. One could love Adam and remember all the son of Adam. One to say the Kabbal. Whenever you say that you went to the Adam, you ain't a harash in the Adil. Where do you come from? From your father. From where? You come from your father. Through where? Is that in measurable bones? It is where the urine of your father used to come from. That's where you come from. You are equal to urine in the top of Allah. You are zero. So, whenever you think about it, your beauty becomes nonsense. Your kula, your sita, your mai, everything becomes nonsense. Because you are as useless as that you ran coming from your father. That is why Allah goes to Allah, got you out of your father. Allah is able to bring you from the stomach of your father or from the pants of your father, but Allah did not do that. Then Allah wants to bring us out for testimony. All of us, our life, was put in Adam.
fuse his back. And Allah brought us forth from that bad and cut him out. I said, Allah said, what did you do? Am I not your Lord? Allah asked us this question. Even before we are created. So Allah is able to bring us from Zuhuri Adam, from the back of Adam. He is able to bring us forth from the back of our father. But Allah decided that we should come from our father through the very path the Quran used to call us from. So the only duty you have to become somebody that Allah will love you and you will have kinna in Allah. You have love. There will be love. You'll be watchful inside of Allah is going to have taqwa. So it will be fire. If you come out of man, you are worthless. You become a non-entity in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It says, when you are not prepared in any horizon, in any omnic, look at where it comes from your mother. From your mother, through the very path that your mother used to have mentally exercised, that will be smelling. You are as worthless as such mentors to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala without taqwa. Allah to us. وانظر الى نفسك وانت تتكبر على خلق الله في الدنيا. Consider yourself, look at yourself when you are being arrogant to the presence of Allah in this world. Wanted to see what to do on earth. And you are walking with proud, marching the land the way you like. All your manners is that you're listening to Al-Aqdar. By the time that the time you're walking, just look at what is in your stomach. What is it? Feces. Excrete, isn't it? Feces. If any stomach is open here, you are on your own. You understand? What you do to not better, you answer to the fact that mother and the God that can move. Jesus, not now. And remember, after your eventual day, when you die, after your death in this world, what becomes of you? Do you know what becomes? Jesus. You become like a dried plant, nothing at all, that is petrifying, decaying. You are becoming a decay entity. Yakulu kadud, worms, all these worms will be eating you up. When Hashanah kadud, and they will be removing the flesh the way they like and you can do nothing. Want to let the kalam, you will not be able to talk. You are not to harak, you can't even move. La hawla la quwwat. There is no might for you anymore and there is no strength for you anymore to resist that. Wonder ila nafika yawm al khiyama. And look at yourself yawm al khiyama. The day of judgment, وَأَنْتَ تَخْرُجْ مِنْ قَبْرِكَ أُرِيَانًا كَيَوْمُ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. You come out of your grave أُرِيَانًا, completely naked. Everybody will be naked, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. كَيَوْمُ وَلَدَتْكَ أُمُّكَ. Just like the day your mother gives back to you. That's where everybody will become, يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. The Prophet ﷺ said, يُخْرُ النَّاسِ خُفَاتًا وَرَاتًا بُرْلًا. يوم القيامة everybody will be raised خفاتا barefooted, no shoe on the leg, وراتن, and we are all naked gorilla and we are not circumcised. That circumcision will return back. You want to be like the way you are going back to in this world. ولذلك دعا ربنا على الإنسان. Because of this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused these people pray against mankind, al-mutakabbir, that is arrogant, bil-qatl, with destruction. فقال الله جل قتل الإنسان ما أكثر من أي شيء خلق من نطفة خلقه فقدر ثم السبيل يسر ثم أماته فأقبر ثم إذا شاء أنشر. سورة عبدة آية 17-22. Allah says, قتل الإنسان ما أكثره. Allah says, woe unto mankind. perish the mankind, ma akfara, for their disgruntled behavior towards Allah, for their ungratefulness. Min ayyi shay'in khalaqa. Do they know where, from where are they created? Min nutfatin khalaqa wa qaddara. It is from the sperm of their father, khalaqa wa la created them, wa qaddara. And Allah has apportioned them, stages to stages. مرحلة الطفولة، مرحلة الشباب، مرحلة شيخوخة، ومرحلة ما يعلم شيئا. From one stage to the other, from the juvenile stage to the youthful stage to the senile stage, all stage very weak, he doesn't know anything again. ثم سبيل يسارا. And Allah makes the way after he has reached. Allah says, we are living with Sawurukum fil Arham kayfa yasha. Allah fashioned you in the womb of your mother during the life. After Allah has fashioned you, ثُمَّ السَّبِيلَ وَيَسَرَى. Allah makes the path through which you are going to come out. Allah makes you so in. Look at a hole, you come out from one very small hole. ثُمَّ أَمَاتَهُ فَأَكْبَرَى. After you have lived for some time, Allah will cause you to die فَأَكْبَرَى. And you'll be buried. ثُمَّ إِذَا شَاءَ أَنْشَرَى. And when Allah wishes, He will raise you back to life again. And all this process, there is nothing you can do. Maybe it is time for you to become old. Can you say that I don't want to become old? Even if you use different types of style, you are eating good food, you don't do any work because you don't want to become old. You will become old! Even your oldest meaning the more than those people who are working. Do you know that? People who are always exercising their body, working, suffering. They live longer than those people who jump the amassing flesh. They become like football. By the time, if they want to move, do you know how a football rolls? They roll like that. Because they are not only exercising their body. Even like a pregnant woman, if she wants to deliver safely, what is she going to do? She wants to go and what? Hard labor, isn't it? A woman that is pregnant and she always lying at home, enjoying. Ah, my husband gave me tea. She drinks tea. She drinks ginger milk. And lactatera. You understand? It is the time for her to deliver. What happened? She shouts like a donkey. You understand? She shouts like lactatera. So, you understand, no matter how you use one type of healer to another, you become old, and you become weak. You can't reduce it. Far as not like a young king, know yourself, owe you the portion of Allah. Nothing to ask, do not forget about your origin. Nothing to an energy. Do not forget about where you come from. Ila ayna tasir. Be mindful of where you are going to. Are you planning to go to hell? Or you are planning to go to paradise? Oh Allah, you are not keen to let. I swear by Allah that you don't have your loss. You are worthless. Illa wa anta ta'budullah. Except that you are worshipping Allah. That is what decides your loss. You are worth nothing. Except you are serious worship of Allah. And wa anta tarka, we are always going down to Allah. What does you prostrating yourself before Allah? Am I to do the valid? If you don't do this, anything short of that, then hayawan inda Allah afdal min. Wallahi, animals are better than you in the sight of Allah. Salitan, thirdly, عليك أن تستعيذ بالله. It's for you to seek refuge for Allah. Seek protection of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. من الكبر, that Allah should save you from arrogance. ومن المتكبرين, and Allah should save you from those who are arrogant. قال تعالى, Allah بن السحاي said, إن الذين يجادلون في آيات الله بغير سلطان أتاهم
إن في صدورهم إلا كبر ما هم ببالغين فاستعذ بالله إنه هو السميع البصير.
صوت الله الآية الستين. Allah says, إن الذين يجادلون في آيات الله, those who are always disputing, they're disputing in the sign of Allah God Ta'ala. They are disputing this, they are repudiating facts. The way of Sultan is Natahum, without any proof that has come to them, in peace of the room, there is nothing that will lead them to that, except that there is in their mind, in their heart, kibr. In their heart there is arrogance, pride. Ma'am the biology, that it is leading them to nowhere. You understand? For praise Allah, that everyone should seek refuge with Allah to save him from that. نتعيد بالله من الكبر من المتكبرين. آمين. إنه هو السميع العليم. Because Allah is the one who most hearing, most seeing. All hearing, all seeing. أمرنا ربنا أن نتعيد بالله من الكبر. Allah has commanded us to seek refuge, protection from arrogance. وعلمنا أن نتعيد بالله من المتكبرين. And Allah has also taught us and I'm enjoying it with us, that we should seek refuge again, that Allah should protect us from you, from the arrogant ones. فَقَالَ تَعَالَى Allah the Most High said, عَلَى لِسَانِ مُوسَى عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ Allah told us in the song of Musa عَلَيْهِ السَّلَامِ when Musa said, وَقَالَ مُوسَى إِنِّي قُلْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرٍ لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب. صوت الرسول عليه السلام. موسى عليه السلام said, إني قلت بربي وربكم, I am seeking refuge with my Lord and your Lord من كل متكبر, that he should save me, protect me from all the arrogant ones, that لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب, who do not believe in the day of reckoning, day of accountability. So it is there in the Quran that we should seek refuge, we should seek protection, that Allah should protect us from kibr, and Allah should protect us to find ourselves in the company of those who are arrogant. Allah accepts our prayers. Around the end, fourthly, and the last advice, أَنَّ تَأَسَّى بِالْمُتَوَضِعِينَ that we should try to emulate, we should try to copy, we should try to copy, emulate who? Those who are humble, those who respect people, those who are who humble themselves. We should try to emulate them. We should try to be advocates of humility. We should feel humility in us. Now, while I'm watching Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the leader of those who are practicing humility, leaders of those who are humble is our messenger. Messenger of Allah Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَكَانَ مِنْ تَوَعْدِهِ Let us listen carefully. We are ending this topic in the next 5 minutes, inshaAllah. But this is very important. About, I want you to know, because briefly he's trying to tell us the quality of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that has made him not to be an arrogant. One is that min tawadhu'i, it is out of his humbleness, trying to run away from kibr, annahu idha dakhala fi baytihi, that whenever he enters the house of his wife, when he enters, we see him sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and when he enters the house, what does he do? كَانَ فِي مِهْنَةِ أَهْلِهِ He need to work with his wife. He need to cook soup. He need to prepare food. And it is part of his humbleness, trying to run away from kibr. He does that so that he will not feel that I am the husband. Do everything. Come on, come here. Why that climate? Why that same?
come in here. What is this? You have to be doing that, I will kill you. The prophet does not behave like a passenger in the house. He behaves like a husband. Like a husband who will be going to the farm, the wife will back one child, hold one child, two, isn't it? Carrying a very big load on her head, and the husband will just be coming with a rope. With your row on top of the shoulders, and we think these are
they are tyrannical, they are terrorists, you understand? They terrorize their wives.
If how are supposed to do what?
You assist your wife in civic, in some activities. The Prophet used to do that.
When do I do that?
It is the Sunnah of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam.
فكان الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم يخلص بيته
يقول صلى الله عليه وسلم he to sweep his house. So people would do all types of death. The house becomes filthy. He said, hey, come here. You know who is hey, his wife, come here. He said, this thing, now. In fact, before I look back, he said, I'm first sweeping. The brother used to sweep in the house. But the peace of Allah and his blessing and benediction continue to descend upon him.
Well, he to tell that
the Prophet used to even mend his clothing. He used to mend his clothing. You understand? In the house, if anywhere comes and he wants to teach it,
he teaches by himself.
What kind of love admires and how he used to do whatever his wife do.
Meaning what?
If the child clothing, the child is stolen, he will go and get water and wash the stolen. But today, no, you know, it is for you to wash the child. Me, I will go and get the food we eat. You understand? You divide everything. The Prophet said, what time the child will do, he will do it.
My impossible animal, you don't need to leave them in the Nubia and the Salah, except Salah.
Whatever the Prophet is doing and he has the Mu'adhin calling to Salat, he will leave it. You understand? Even if he is having fun with his wife and there is Salat, and just hear the voice of the Lord saying, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. When he had it, he was answered immediately. Go on. After this, whether you come and say that the Prophet is affecting his life, and the Prophet says, oh, look, somebody is waiting for you. Just ask him to wait for me and come. He will finish that. The only thing that would take him to run out is what? Call to prayer. He now asks questions. Someone yet as Zalik. In end of all doing that, if you are not doing this, you are in Takabdus. You are proud. You understand? You are arrogant.
أظن أن من يفعل من ذلك في هذا المطر The writer says he said, I think that whoever does this in this our time توجعا لله and just to humble himself before Allah
in سقر of الناس People look down upon him They say look at you, your husband look at you are useless as well you are useless as well
وَأَشَدُّهُ بِالْكَلَامِ All kinds of abuses, talks will be thrown upon him. وَلَكِنْ هَذَا هُوَ خَيْرُ
الْبَرِيَّةِ Look at us. Let us look at the best of creation.
الْخَيْرُ الْبَرِيَّةِ عَلَيْهِ صَلَّةُ وَالْسَلَامِ
The best of all creation.
Look at him. هَذَا هُوَ خَيْرُ الْبَشَرِ He is the best of mankind. كَانَ إِذَا دَخَلَ بَيْتِهِ يكون في خدمة آخرين. When he enters his house, he used to serve his wife. From him, he becomes a servant. He serves her whatever she is doing. وكان عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم من تواضعه in his humbleness أنه إذا مر على جنان وصبيان وصغار يسلم عليهم. When he passed by young people, children, juvenile, small children. When he passed by them, he used to tell them, Assalamu alaikum.
He said, Assalamu alaikum. But you know, just because there is a hadith that you call the Kabir al-Kabir, the smaller one should greet God, the elderly one, so that it is my right. The Prophet does not claim right. He will see children playing, as-salamu alaykum, you play with them, you will go. Because he is not arrogant. Wa kana fil jariyati ta'khudhu biyadi. Small girl, at one time the Prophet was passing through a street, small girl came and held him, and turned the Prophet, she turned his way, said, you must follow me. I must follow you. This small girl, you must follow me. Why? Well, I want you to do something for me. I want to tell you something. I want you to give me this, give me that. Whatever this thing to her, please. The time that the Prophet fulfilled all her demands. There is a meaning. And they give him this. Yes, okay, I'll give you. Okay. Tell me, may Allah give barak on you. The Prophet will say it. Small girl was holding the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. يمشي معها حتى يقضى لها حاجاتها. And the Prophet fulfilled all what she wants. اللهم ارزقنا التواضع. اللهم ارزقنا التواضع. ونجنا من الكبر. اللهم ارزقنا التواضع. ونجنا من الكبر. Oh Allah, bless us with humility and save us from arrogance. إن شاء الله تعالى, we come to the end of the discussion here. We pray to Allah SWT that our worship will become, it will become proof for us, not proof against us. It will serve as the source of emancipating us from all types of kibbutz, all types of arrogance, to all types of tawadu. Allah emancipate us from arrogance to humility. InshaAllah SWT, I trust you and I pray that wherever I have committed any error, it is for me and shaitan. And wherever I am right, inshallah, is from Allah. Allah, I accept all whatever is done good today as part of the ibadah that is demanded of us. Alhamdulillah, and salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. Alhamdulillah. Salatu wassalam ala rasulillah. The explanation as to Al-Wada and Bara, the Izzah of the Muslim and humility, is certain things they are interwoven. They are interwoven and we should not allow one to affect the other. Al-Wada and Bara means that Al-Wada is for you to learn and bend down and work with those who are the believers, who are the Muslims, this wala. Al-Bara means for you to hate one, run away to, and detest those who are kafir and their practices. This al-wala wal-bara. And that is why before you become a Muslim, Allah says, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالْتَوْغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. الْكُفْرُ بِالْتَوْغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ. It's for you to stampede any atom of repudiation against Allah, any atom of rejection of Allah's love, coming from whoever, including your parents. That Ibrahim alayhi salam, who is the father of those who do wala and bara. He called his father, mother, and others. The king is going out of Lincoln, and he's going to be in the law. Today, I declared myself the enemy. Not only you, but he's going to be in the law. And that thing you are calling on, that thing you are worshiping, besides Allah. And he continues, Kafarna Bikum. Today, I have disbelieved in you. وَبَدْ أَبَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَكُمْ And started today, from today, between me and you, الْعَدَاوَ Enmity, وَالْبَغْضَاءَ And hatredness. حَتَّى تُؤْمِنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَحْدًا Until you have the belief in one Allah. That is al-bara. Al-wala, Allah started محمد رسول الله بصفة المعلسلة ابن رضي الله والذين آمنوا معه أبيت جديد ألم بتهم أهم وجدوا أشجاع على الكفار للأسكان أن ذهب الجنج الكفار وهماء بينهم وبالأكان للمسيح تبنزل إن رمى الله على ذلك ونجدت منكم من جنهم فالصفة يأتي بكل من يشبكم ويشبونه عزيزة على المؤمنين عزيزة على الكافرين هو لا أمان بكم بعض from this religion and said you can no more practice it you can no more do the دعوة Allah will bring vengeance Allah will raise up another city they will be stand and vehement against the kufar and they will be عزيزة على المؤمنين they will bend down they will be very soft kind merciful to those who believe so this is our law of Barak now the next thing is the Izzah of Lenin, isn't it? When they say the Izzah of Lenin, the Izzah of Lenin is based on one thing. What is it? That is for you to take all your steps from what Allah has said. Whether in any death become the result, even if you are supposed to be king. And run away from what Allah has you to run away with all effort. Whatever becomes of it, you be easier at the moment. What does that man say? He says, نحن قوم عادنا الله بالإسلام. نحن اتخينا إذا من دونه أضل من الله. Allah, we are the people that Allah has given us the Izzah, the might with Islam. If we now use our mind from any other person outside Islam, then Allah wa ta'ala will forgive us. Now this is the Izzah of a Muslim. Now, finally, humility. After all, humility. For you to be generous, kind. For you to be gentle with human beings, all the creatures of Allah. Now, all the entire universe, generous because you want to be humble and yet you want to exercise humility. That you are not there, you are humble, that is why you now, you see, the junction point is humility. This is India of the Muslim, this is Allah al-Bara. Allah al-Bara is the declaration, is the battle line. It is the battle line that is drawn between us, between the Kufr and Islam, that Allah al-Bara. And the Izzah of the Muslim is what keeps him on that. And the humility is what makes him that he can get the Muslim across from the other side to the side. That's the humility. Now this is the relationship. You know, because you want to be humble and you are talking about humility, you now follow kuffar everywhere. You love them, you follow them, you say, why? You have to be humble to every creature of Allah. If you get there and become the prophet, no matter how humble you are, you have to reach kufur. For instance, somebody is a drunkard. Are you getting me? Your humility is man. Your humility is man tells you that when this person is drunk, run away from him. Don't follow him. Don't follow him to where he's going to get drunk. Don't drink along with him just because you don't want him to be allowed with you. You want to be humble. And show you when you are drunk. Then humility will tell you after he has come over the interpretation. It's not with himself. Islam is telling you that you should be humble enough to call you. Look, let's talk about that. I think it's not me, I think. It's the act, it's the habit. So you should be humble enough to explain to him. Don't say, I go away, I don't have, I don't want to talk with you. No. The only thing you tell me that is to talk to me. In the words of what? The Izzah of the Muslim is simply made. You retain your Izzah. That is why you're not allowed to go into the dear fellow that you want to be Nasima. Who can be Nasima? You want to be what are you going to do there with their talent? They become drunkards and they keep them out of you and they will have to be a man. You will only be drunk with the happy and you will be a talent for all that of you. All the book what you do is you need to teach you like, I think you are a madman. You have seen it your age as a Muslim. Everybody is just as you say, as somebody who is there, who is a Muslim, a Sakara, a magician, an oracle designer. They have a list. You want to use it, you want to get to do nothing there. Inside the shrine, the magician allows you to listen to you. He wants you to a place that will be convenient because the inner of the Muslim is somehow by you entering the house of a Kahin. Are you getting it? The same thing happened. Somebody will now come back and say, oh, I want to give him a dinner to his brother and he's going to his brother.
You are doing it. Are you getting it? Your inner is lost. You will be there and you will not see different kinds of air conditions, different kinds of gadgets. You will not even be sleeping.
You understand? You will see that you are sleeping.
Let him to where he is now will enter his invite him to the mosque. Let him remove the arrogance of being proud not to come to the mosque. Allow him to come to the mosque. Do not care to him. Because I am looking to you, hey, well I thought. You read it. Knowledge is not looking for you. You are supposed to seek for knowledge. That's what Abdullah ibn Abbas says, what the Allah and Umar. When he carried his book, sleeping on somebody to tell him about one hadith. He made that the person was sleeping inside his house, he is lying down in front of his house, sleeping and dust enveloping him. When this man came out, he made that he was about a calling to the boy of Allah, SubhanAllah. A villager of the boy of Allah said, what do you want from me? You should have no problem to your house. Apply the back of no. I'm supposed to speak for the money. At any maturity, when I got it. So, you who will take knowledge into the house of somebody who will not value the knowledge, you are killing the knowledge, you are killing the injury of the Muslim. I don't get it. So, humanity is the one that is a kind of controlling the Israel. So that you will not become super Israel and you become arrogant. Are you getting it? If you control the Israel, it will adjust you. When the Israel is becoming hyper Israel, it will correct you that no. You should talk to this person. Not because you are not doing, you don't talk to him. You promise to yourself that you talk to him, you tell him that 50 idols in the Kaaba. Please do that thing. So this is the relationship and the balance between them. Allah is good. Allah is good. Everyone has got different ways of accepting the truth. And every Muslim, we are supposed to create a conducive atmosphere in which somebody will accept the truth. Da'wah, we want to make da'wah to purpose. Like, if you go to a society, a community, they are all hungry, they don't have anything to eat. And they are preaching. You are not a da'i, you are not calling very well. You know that people have not eaten. The next da'wah, the next preaching is what? Go and get them food. Are you getting it? You get them food, they have eaten. By the time they are eating, you have them now and you see this food they are eating is from Allah. And all that is eating, all the enjoyment, Sunna Matus Ali Mayonnaise and Nani. Allah is going to question you about all this type of enjoyment you are going through. So after enjoying this food, try to give them small lectures of
how we should worship Allah with the strength of the year, how we will expect them food from Noah and Allah has granted them such food. Allahu A'lam. Now, if there's somebody, a popular hadith, popular saying that, Khati bin Nazar al-Qadr al-Qadr. Admonish people according, try to summarize people according to his level of understanding. So people will not become cautious. When you could tell somebody, Allah says it, you say, no, I don't say, Allah the messenger. And he becomes a cautious and you are the cause. Are you getting it? So if you know that this person respects you and he listens to you, then you talk to him directly. If you know that he doesn't respect you, but it's not causing arrogance, so you tell him before you start, please. However, ask you to listen to me. I want you to listen very seriously. I'm not looking around, I'm not playing. So listen to me. Now, if you know that whether you say this or not, he will always tell you, go to God, what do you know? Then in as much as you want to guide him, you want to save him, go and look for person that he need to listen to. You are getting it? As we are sitting there again now, we know ourselves. There are some people that, if I am not presented to him, he will not listen. But there is a particular person that we respect. Because you want to guide him, you keep the pain of reaching that person. And see this person in a danger, and this danger is serious and enormous. It will be magnificently, it will be significantly magnificent that we talk to him, because it will give a lot of blessing. So speak to him, and inshallah ta'ala, you will listen. Don't just say you leave him like that. Even if you are not getting the person, you will be looking for this and asking. I want to talk to this person. But I don't want to add to his problem. So please, I want somebody to tell me, whoever knows the person that he respects so much, I want to tell him so that he calls him and gives him such advice. Did you get it? So that is a way of the da'wah. And if eventually the person gives the da'wah and accepts it, you will always get the whole world completely without rejection. Wallahu a'lam. Allah must bless. InshaAllah ta'ala, I don't think there's any more, any other question. Maybe there's any announcement. If there's none, I think I'm going to take a short leave. What's the announcement? Dina ila tawa is a deal. اللهم لا اله الا انت رب المستقيم اللهم ان نسالك الايمان ما ينفد ويقينا لا يتزعزع وقره عين سبيل اللهم ان نسالك ان تجعلنا من عبادك الصالحين ومن عبادك المؤمنين المتواضعين واجرنا من حبي الكبر والمتكبرين اللهم ان نسالك ان ترزقنا الثواب اللهم ان نسالك رزق الثواب ونجنا من الكبر والمتكبرين ربنا اننا قلنا بربنا من كل متكبر لا يؤمن بيوم الحساب يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعلنا متهابين في جلالك مجتمعين على كلامك واظلنا فوق ظل عرشك يوم لا ظل الا ظلك وتوفنا مسلمين وانشقنا بالصالحين غير خزايا على مسلمين اللهم انا نسالك برحمتك الواسعه أن يرينا الحق حقا والركن اتباعه وأن يرينا الباطل باطلا والركن اجتنابا اللهم اجعل اجتماعنا هذا اجتماعا مرحوما مقبولا واسألك تفرقنا من بعده تفرقا طيبا مباركا معصوما اللهم لا تجعل فينا ولا منا ولا مانا شقيا ولا محروما اللهم انا نسألك أن تركز قلوبنا اللهم انا نسألك أن تركز قلوبنا اللهم انا نسألك ان تركت قلوبنا يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام اللهم اجعلنا عالمين في الدنيا الاخره عالمين يوم الفجر الاكبر مؤمنه من الخوف مستخلفه على الارض ممكنه على الارض بالاسلام اللهم اعزنا بالاسلام اللهم اعزنا بالاسلام ما
ربنا لا تجعلنا فتنة للقوم الكافرين ونجنا برحمتك من القوم الظالمين يا ارحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما صليت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى ال محمد كما باركت على ابراهيم وعلى ال ابراهيم انك حميد مجيد. ربنا اتنا في الدنيا حسنه وفي الاخره حسنه وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد اذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمه انك انت الوهاب. اللهم انا عبيدك بنو عبيدك بنو الهك نواصينا بيدك بعض فينا حكمك عدل فينا قضاءك. نسألك اللهم بكل اسم هو لك سميت به نفسك او انزلته في كتابك او علمته احدا من خلقك او اتصلت به في علم غير عندك ان تجعل القران ربيع قلوبنا ونور صدورنا وجلاء احزاننا وزهره همومنا وغمومنا. اللهم لا سهل الا ما جعلته سهلا وانت تجعل الحزن اذا شئت سهلا. اللهم يسر لنا امورنا اللهم يسر لنا كل العسير وتيسر العسير عليك يسير. اللهم انا نسالك حبك وحب من يحبك وحب الامال الذي يقربنا الى حبك يا ارحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. اللهم لا تجعلنا مذللين اللهم لا تجعلنا من المذلين واجعلنا من الذين يتودعون لامرك يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام انك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم هذا الدعاء وانت الاجابه وهذا الجاد عليك الشكران. اللهم تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم واغفر لنا ذنوبنا كلها جلة وقلة يا رب العالمين. اللهم انا نسألك ان تكفرنا خطايانا ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم. اللهم انا نسألك من شر ما علمنا ومن شر ما لم نعمل يا رب العالمين يا ذا الجلال والاكرام. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك. امين. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.